Okay, it's a good time of worship. It was such a good message this morning that Daryl shared with us about having that revelation for the power of God, and that power of God living inside of us. I'm going to start off tonight by reading Joshua 1:9. It said, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened, do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." And this was right at the beginning of Joshua, when he's just taken over from Moses, and God meets with him, and he is trying to remind him that he is with him, just like he's with Moses. Because he's about to get Joshua ready to lead the Israelites over to the promised land. And the thing is, even though the promised land was given by God, there were still going to be obstacles, there were still going to be challenges, there were still going to be trials that the Israelites were going to have to face to be able to be living in freedom in the promised land. And I hope you don't mind, I'm kind of just jumping straight in it tonight. But it's kind of like going to build up and just really see where you're at now and where we want to be. Because I just feel that God is getting us ready individually, but God is getting us ready as a church to go into the next level, whether it's a promised land or whether it's a new land that we are going to take control of, take part on as a church. But to get there, there's going to be individual trials, there's going to be individual obstacles, there's going to be individual things we are going to have to overcome and face to be able to get there, and we can't do it alone. We're going to need the power of God with us. And right there in Joshua 1:9, just before Joshua is going to start his journey into the promised land as leader, leading the Israelites, he's reminding him, you don't have to be afraid, you don't have to be frightened, because I am with you. This is the Lord Almighty. And the first obstacle that they were going to have to face was crossing the Jordan River. In Joshua 3, it talks about the Jordan River at this time when they were going to cross it, flooding the banks. It wasn't like just low tide, like when you go past the river here, whatever it's called, inland, the River Ouse, when it's like really low down there and you see like the sand on there. No, this was like flooding the banks all over. And Joshua is going to go tell the priests, after meeting with God, to take the Ark of the Covenant, the Ark of God, which carries the presence of God, and to carry it into the river before the Israelites were to cross it, cross over. So let's just go to Joshua 3 right now. And first of all, in Joshua 3:7, it says, "The Lord said to Joshua, 'Today I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. And as for you, command the priests who bear the Ark of the Covenant, when you come to the brink of the waters of Jordan, you shall stand still in the Jordan.' And Joshua said to the people, 'Come here and listen to the words of the Lord your God.' And Joshua said, 'Here is how you shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites, Hittites, Hivites, Perizzites, the Girgashites, Amorites, Jebusites, all the ites, all the obstacles, all the challenges, all the enemies in front of them. God was going to drive them out. Behold, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth is passing over before you into the Jordan. Now take 12 men from the tribes of Israel, from each tribe a man. And when the soles of the feet of the priests bearing the ark of the Lord of all the earth shall rest in the waters of the Jordan. The waters of Jordan shall be cut off from flowing, and the waters coming down from above shall stand in one heap. So when the people set out from their tents to pass over the Jordan with the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people, and as soon as those bearing the Ark had come as far as the Jordan, and the feet of the priests bearing the Ark were dipped in the brink of the water. Now the Jordan overflows all its banks throughout the time of harvest. The waters coming down from above stood and rose up in a heap very far away at Adam, the city that is beside Zarephath. And those flowing down towards the Sea of Arabath and the Salt Sea were completely cut off. And the people passed opposite Jericho. Now the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firmly on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan. And all Israel was passing over on dry ground until the nation finished passing over the Jordan. Now in the Old Testament, the Ark of God carried the presence of God. The power of the Almighty God was right there. And for that river to stop, to allow the Israelites to walk over, that Ark of God had to be right there in the middle of the situation. So whatever we go through, whatever we face, we need to have the presence of God, the power of God, that knowledge of God, just be there in the middle of our situations. And luckily, we have that inside of us. And so many times we forget that. We put it to the side. We push it to the side, the knowledge that the power of the Almighty God is right there with us in the middle of every situation. It would be so nice to think that as Christians, we don't have to go through anything difficult. We don't have to go through any dark times. But unfortunately, even the Bible tells us that we will in Matthew 5:45. For he makes the sun rise on evil and on good and sends rain on the just and the unjust. So point one is going to be walk knowing the Almighty God is with you. And secondly, we need to recognize who he is. In Joshua 4, it goes on to say how before the Ark of the Covenant came up out of the Jordan, the 12 men had to go back in and collect a stone and put it at the side of the Jordan so they could remember who he was and what he had done for him. But it's so easy to know, oh, this is what God has done for me. It's so easy to hear that is what God has done for other people. It's so easy to grow up in church and know you hear the same old things. Oh, God is faithful. God is your provider. God will be there through every single situation. He will not ever fail you. He will deliver you. He will heal you. And we hear all those things. But like Daryl was saying, do we actually know it? Do we actually believe it deep down when we're actually faced with these obstacles? Do we actually lean on that or do we not? I want to go forward now to the New Testament. In Matthew 8, 23 to 27. When Jesus calms a storm. And when he got into the boat, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by the waves. But he was asleep. And they went and woke him, saying, "Save us, Lord, we are perishing." And he said to them, "Why are you afraid? Are you of little faith?" Then he rose and rebuked the waves and sea, and there was a great calm. And the men marveled, saying, "What sort of man is this, that even the winds and sea obey him?" Now what amazes me is this is Jesus going in the boat with the disciples. Okay, he's asleep, but these disciples have just been with him, through him talking about the Beatitudes, through him seeing him heal all these people. He'd seen them heal the sick. He'd seen them do all these different things. And yet they're still marveling at who is this man who stopped the waves and sea. But not only that, They're freaking out. We're going to die. And yet they've seen everything he's done for everyone else. They've seen that he has healed people. He's rescued other people. Yet they are his chosen ones. And they are worried that he isn't going to save them. They're worried that he isn't going to come and deliver them from dying. And I think so many times through life, especially for me, I find myself freaking out rather than being like, God, help me. God, deliver me. I know that you can. I know that you can help me. Because I think not only is it good that we know about the power of God, we need to know how God sees us and how special we are to us. We are to him. Because once we know not only how powerful he is, but how he sees us and how he values us, then there's going to be absolutely no doubt in our mind that he is going to come through for us. That he is going to be that all-powerful God for us in our situations where we are at that time. For me, the song that's been speaking to me at the moment is Reckless Love. And let me just find it here. First of all, in the chorus, it says, oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God, that it chases me down, fights till I'm found, and leaves the 99. Every single one of us who believe in Jesus is a child of God. And if you go back to the parable where Jesus goes and finds that one sheep, it's like, we are God's sheep. We are his children. He is our shepherd that is leading us and directing us. And when we go finding ourselves in trouble, getting on the sidelines of everyone going in the crowds, he is going to seek us out because we are his children. And the song goes on to say, there's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. Now these words mean so much to me on a personal level. And I knew when God gave me this message, it was being a bit emotional. Just hang on. And I didn't realize to what event how much God loved me and how much he did to come after me. See, I've always been a child of God. I've always known who he was. I've always known he's going to be there for me. I've always known he's going to be faithful for me. But when I was in the darkest time, when I had my mind filled with lies upon lies upon lies, he knew it. He was there. When I felt all alone, when I felt I had nowhere to go, when all I wanted to do was come back home, and I couldn't because I didn't want my children taken away from me. When I had gone pointing at me, and I had my life threatened, God was there and made sure that I didn't die. He was there for me. Sorry, thank you. And he's there for you too. For your darkest time, for your most difficult time, he is there. See, God came and made an impossible way for me, being out in America, made it possible for me to be here. It is impossible. I'm living an impossible life right now. All the judges, all the lawyers, I've spoken to a lawyer since I've been here in England, say, I can't believe the judge even signed off you being here. God came after me. He made a way for me to be here. He made a way for me and my children to be safe. Yeah. And it's okay for me to say that, but God sees you in your situation. He sees the dark times that you have faced. He He sees the lies that have been spoken over you that still come and invade your mind that you fight against every single day. He sees that. He sees the fears that are holding you back from living the life that He has called you to live. And He wants to come after you and say, you are my child. You don't have to live that way anymore. And He wants to break that off of you. Because He loves you. He has the power to break all of that off of you. And He wants to break lies. He wants to break fear off of you because He loves you. It don't matter who has said they haven't loved you. It doesn't matter who has said you're not going to become a certain person because He loves you. We have the choice to either continue living, believing a lie, continue living in a way where we don't believe how powerful God is, or we can say, God, give us that revelation of who you are. Give us that revelation of how powerful you are. I don't want to live that way anymore. I want you to come and show me who I am. I want you to come and show me who you are so I can walk in the freedom that you have given me. Jesus came and rescued the disciples several times in a boat, in the water, in the raging waters. And He came out. He'd sent the disciples off one time, Matthew 14. He sent them off in the boat so He could have some time to pray on His own. But He hadn't stopped keeping His eye on them. He still knew where the disciples were. He still knew the storm that they were facing. Matthew 14:22. Immediately He made the disciples get into the boat and go before Him to the other side, while He dismissed the crowds. And after He had dismissed the crowds, He went up on the mountain by Himself to pray. When the evening came, He was there alone. But the boat by this time was a long way off from the land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, He came to them walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw Him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It's a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke, saying, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." And Peter said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come out into the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, walked onto the water, and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out His hand, took hold of him, saying, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped Him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." See, Peter started walking on the water. He had his eyes completely on Jesus and on who He was. And the moment that he took those eyes off is the moment he started to drown, started to sink. It's so easy, especially after messages like this morning, to be like, yes, the world is all mine. I can achieve anything. I can be Superman, Hooperman, whatever. With God, the almighty, powerful God inside of me. But then when someone says something at work, or when that lie that's been in the back of your mind that you haven't quite let go of comes back to mind, or maybe one of your bills doesn't get paid, there's a mix-up in the bank, and it's not your fault, it's not the bank's fault, whatever it is, just something goes wrong with your finances, and it just niggles at you, and you're like, oh, it's just so frustrating. Maybe your car breaks down. Children get sick, you can't go to work, just all stressful. And that's when we start to take our eyes off Jesus and focus on the problems. We take our eyes off, we forget about that powerful God that we have living inside of us, and we allow the world to pull us into their thinking, into freaking out and worrying and stressing out. When actually we need to remain grounded, remain focused on Jesus. and remember who God sees us as. No, it's going to be okay, because God is going to rescue me. God is going to help me. God is going to come through for me. Now, sometimes it's really difficult, because sometimes we get in a place where we start to question God, why haven't you come through for me? Maybe he has, but not in the way you thought he has. Why didn't you hear this prayer? And you're like, why didn't that get answered? Maybe you come across someone who isn't a Christian, they ask those difficult questions. Why is there so much bad in the world? If there was really a God, why would this be happening? And you're like, oh. But God has the answers. He might not give us all the answers, but what we need to do is just remain focused on him. Allow him to come to us, the God who loves us as his child, to minister to us, to remind us of who he is, of how he sees us, so that we can get up and we can face another day. So going back to Joshua 1:9, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed. The Lord your God is with you wherever you go. He is with us wherever we are. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be frightened of what tomorrow will bring, or whatever it is that we might be going through right now. We can come to him. We can get into his presence, and we can allow that knowledge of his power. We can allow that revelation of who he is to come and to minister to us. And know that he will carry us through. That scripture just comes to my mind about he will carry us on the wings like eagles. What an eagle does in a storm is he rises up above the clouds. And God wants to take us from where we're at, and he wants to lift us up above the storm, take us to a different perspective, to a different viewpoint, to help us carry us over, to help us carry us through the storm that we are going through or facing. And I don't know where any of us are at tonight. And I know Daryl said that we was going to go into a few more songs. But I think it'd be good just to worship him and just say, God, just give me that fresh revelation of who you are. Maybe you still need to have that fresh revelation of how powerful he is, but also the fresh revelation of how Jesus sees each and every single one of us, how he sees you. Because God loves every single one of you. And when we grasp both of those, God can help us through anything, and he can bring us into a new level of understanding, a deeper level with him. So I'm going to finish it there.